Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 22, Pretoria 24, Imlachleni 23. COSATU says it stands firmly with President Cyril Ramaphosa and the government in the defense of South Africans' values and transformation mandate. COSATU's spokesperson Matthew Park says no country can be allowed to dictate to the South African people their path. He says the Federation is a robust and noisy democracy and it will not tolerate any attempts to intimidate the country.
South Africa's values are reflected in our foreign policy, anchored upon the principles of peace and justice, solidarity and development, non-alignment, and African unity. We bear the painful scars of apartheid, colonialism, and genocide, and stand with all nations experiencing such tyranny, including the Palestinian people.
Gauteng police have opened a case of murder following the discovery of 6 decomposed bodies next to an unused Diepkloof mine shaft in Soweto next to Nasrec yesterday. All the bodies had their hands tied behind their backs. Police spokesperson Mavela Mosondo says the victims are suspected to be illegal miners. He says the police are investigating 6 cases of murder.
It is reported that a man was fetching firewood when he noticed the body in the field and notified the security officer, who then called the police. Upon searching the area, police found 5 more decomposed bodies. The motive for the killing cannot be confirmed at this stage.
The Public Servants Association urges Defence Minister Angie Motshekga to stop the relocation of the Department of Defence's infantry and army support formations to the fire-damaged Besta building in Pretoria. The PSA claims the building, which was declared unsafe after a 2013 fire, remains in a state of severe disrepair with exposed wiring, non-functioning lifts and vandalism. The association's Claude Nyker warns legal action will be taken if the relocation is not halted.
We have called on the various ministries, various heads of departments across all provinces and the country to try and come up with a work plan to fix these buildings and give it urgent priority so that government employees are safe to actually enter these buildings.
And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on the world to never forget that Africa is the victim of 2 colossal and compounding injustices. Guterres addressed the full African Union summit. The body meets as Africa faces devastating conflicts in the DRC and Sudan, as well as US President Donald Trump's cuts to US development aid, which have hit the continent hard.
I will keep working with the African Union and all member states to ensure the representation Africa needs and the justice you deserve, including with 2 permanent members of the Security Council. And we will keep pressing together for an international financial architecture that is no longer outdated, dysfunctional and unfair.
I'm Milpinar Wifnistier, COSATU ondersteun President Cyril Ramaphosa.
Jacaranda FM weekends be like.
Call us criminals.
Be like.
There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.